Warren, I understand that some of the leaders in the soybean industry have gotten together and essentially formed a new organization. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, leaders from Minnesota, Missouri, and Mississippi just recently formed the United States Soybean Federation. Our goal is, the main goal is to focus on national policy and just being a voice for soybean growers in, at the national level.
How does this relate then to existing organizations, of course, like the American Soybean Association?
Well, it'll be a similar organization, and as you may be aware, the American Soybean Association recently requested an audit through the USDA office of the National Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board, and that has strained relationships between those two groups. And our goal is to just continue to move forward in coordination with the United Soybean Board. We do support the current checkoff, national checkoff as it is, and just want to move forward in a positive manner.
So I know that this is brand new. Can you just describe where you're at in terms of development right now?
Well, we recently, just in the last couple of days, filed articles of incorporation and got a board, our initial founding board members in place, and our bylaws in place, and now had a press release today, and then are going to be out contacting leaders in other states to join our federation.
Anything you can tell me in terms of plans at this point for things like, you know, where do you want to locate it? How do you want to staff it? Any of that kind of stuff?
Well, it's temporarily. The Minnesota Soybean Association is going to be our temporary office, and one of our initial goals is to get a lobbyist in place in Washington, D.C., and that very well could be our office location, permanent office location.
Anything else that you can tell us at this point about the organization that we didn't touch on here?
Well, one of the positive things about this organization is that each state becomes affiliated, or organization that becomes affiliated with the Federation will have equal representation on the board and in this organization. And each state, whether they're a large producer of soybeans or a small producer or have a large membership in their association, each state will be allowed 3 directors on the board and 10 delegates at our annual meeting. So whether you're a large producer or small producer, it kind of affords an equal opportunity for everybody to have a voice in the policymaking process for this organization.
Can farmers be members of both ASA and this new organization then?
As far as I know, they can. And they can, this organization will accept memberships, or inviting memberships, both from individuals and statewide organizations. So if someone is interested in more information and applying, they can, our current or acting CEO is Jim Palmer, and he's located in Minnesota, and his number is 507-388-1635, and he'd be glad to visit with them further.
And I guess because I'm going to be going, and I know it's not too far off, but how do you feel about, in terms of things like an annual meeting? You know, we've got Commodity Classic coming up, which obviously ASA has certainly been a key player in that with the soybean industry.
Well, it's fully our intention to have an annual meeting and a delegate session, and obviously we're in our infancy stages, but as this organization grows, we'll put those things together, and it may be a time frame around Commodity Classic as well.
All right. Well, Warren, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me here. I know you're busy, and obviously in a lot of different ways, and certainly with your own farm as well, so really appreciate that.
Thank you for the time today.